This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to put barakah in this gathering and make us at the end of the gathering from the people who will be told قوموا مغفورا لكم. Get up. All your sins are forgiven. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah reward you for every step that you took to come to the masjid and record hasanat for that and erase sayyat and elevate all our status, inshaAllah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Yusuf ayyuhas siddiq aftina. أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا مما تأكلون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد يأكلن ما قدمتم لهن إلا قليلا مما تحصنون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون.
Last week, alhamdulillah, we reached that the person who used to serve wine to the king went back to Yusuf alayhi salam and wanted to ask him to interpret the dream of the king. Before we start the interpretation of Yusuf alayhi salam, there's something. When the king saw the dream, what did he say? وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٍ وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ. سُنْبُلَات جمع ايش يا شباب؟ ها؟ سُنْبُلَة. طب how about سنابل؟ Is سنابل mentioned in the Quran? Every fundraising, yeah. Right? Every fundraising. في كل حبة سبع سنابل. طيب, how come سنابل over here and سنبلات over here? The plural of سنبلة, we've seen in the Quran, one time is سنابل and one time سنبلات. We mentioned something like that last time. Yes, but
why is Sumbulat here Sanabil? Why not either both Sanabil or both Sumbulat? Remember what we said last time? That the plural of Imra'a is Nisa and Waqala Niswa. What did we say about that? Do you remember? Excellent. Niswa jami' qilla. Wa nisa jami' kathra. Niswa is the plural when there's few women. When there's a lot of women, we say nisa. Similarly, when there's a lot of khayr from the sumbula, we say sanabil. And when there's a few jam' qilla, we say sumbulat. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the money, He mentioned that it will multiply way more. But when He mentioned here that this is something not good is going to take place in the city, He mentioned sumbulat. Subhanallah. Look how eloquent is the language of the Quran. طيب, this man, he got to Yusuf alayhi salam. He walked into the jail. Yusuf, ayyuha as-siddiq, aftina. Yusuf, you are siddiq. Subhanallah. How did he know he's siddiq? Look at Yaquan. He lived with him in jail. And he noticed that this man is so honest, so truthful. Sadiq. How would I know if you are a sadiq? Or how do you know if I'm a sadiq? When you have a lot of ishra, when we talk to each other a lot and we mix a lot, and you notice that every time I give you an appointment, I'm there on time. Every time I tell you, I promise you I'm going to do something, I do it. The person who does that is considered a sadiq. Unfortunately, akhwan, sometimes we take this sadiq characteristic, we take it lightly. You see a brother who is, mashallah, praying in the masajid, fasting, donating, but when it comes to the sadiq, or when it comes to keeping promises, he's not good. Subhanallah. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, came right after the nabiyyin. So to be a sadiq is something essential in our life. أن الصدق, رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنه. Sidq leads to bir and bir leads to jannah. Subhanallah. So he immediately called him as-siddiq. And we know that our dear Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before even the ba'tha, before the message of Islam, he was called as-sadiq al-amin. Subhanallah. They trusted him with everything. So Yusuf ayyuha as-siddiq aftina. And we said last time that the interpretation of the dream is so important, it's equal to a fatwa. Okay? Aftina. With what? What is the fatwa? What do you want the fatwa? He said, Sab' baqarat siman, seven fat cows eaten by seven lean cows. And seven ears of corn, green, and others that are dry. لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون. So I can take this interpretation to the people so they will know the interpretation of this dream. Now, do you notice something here? Subhanallah. He quoted the dream exactly, word by word, like the king narrated it to him. He did not change a word. If you look at the ayah, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٍ وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ. Exactly the same thing. He did not change anything. The lesson here, because many people sometimes, they tell you, Allah, please ask the Shaykh for me for this fatwa. Quote the fatwa exactly like you heard it. Exactly. Don't hide anything and don't add anything, because that might change the outcome of the fatwa. Similarly, if somebody tells you, please ask this Shaykh that knows about dreams, about my dream. You narrate the dream exactly like the person told you to narrate it. Don't add, and maybe if I add something, no, it could change everything. This is one lesson here. He narrated it exactly like he heard it from the king. Now he said, لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So I can go back to the nas, to the people, so they will find out. Did he mention anything that this is the dream of the king? But usually it's something good. You know, I have a dream from the king. You know, it will give the dream much more importance when you say to someone, listen, I have a dream from the king. I want you to interpret it. This is the norm. But this is not what Yusuf alayhi salam. This is not what the prophets. The prophets care more about the people than they care about kings and status and, you know, all that kind of luxury life. No. He knew that if he mentioned people to Yusuf alayhi salam, he would be very concerned. Because obviously, even though this man was a very humble, normal man, this Saqi, but he knew that from this dream, the people will be affected somehow. So he told him, لَعَلِّي أَرْجَعْ إِلَى النَّاسِ. Let me go back to the people so I can tell them the dream. They know usually, Akhwan, the prophets, the messengers, they have been chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. Not just like this haphazardly. They are the best of people. And they care more. They care more about the people than their own self. That's a lesson that, you know, subhanAllah, when we are in a community, we should think about any decision we make for the welfare of the community, not me. Don't be selfish. How is this going to benefit me, my family? No, the whole community. Even sometimes you do not get along with the person next to you in the committee or in the board or whatever. But because you know that working with him or working with them will bring benefit to the community, I will put my differences aside. The benefit, the welfare of the ummah is more important than me. This is how the prophets work. And this is what we're supposed to learn from them too. Musa alayhi salam. Look at this, subhanAllah. حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَا فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. When they went to the ship, Yusuf and Musa and the Khidr, Al-Khidr made a hole in the ship. Musa alayhi salam did not tell him, why did you make a hole? You're going to make us drown. What did he say? لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا. This hole that you made could cause the people to drown. So he thought about the people before he thinks about himself. SubhanAllah. So here he told them, I'm going to go back to the people to tell them what is the interpretation of this dream. Now, usually, when you go ask somebody about a dream, he will tell you, okay, a fat cow means this, a thin cow means this, corn means this, elephant means this, snake, right? Yusuf alayhi salam did not do that. What did he do? He immediately gave them the solution for the dream. He did not say, Baqarah means this, 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 that. No, go interpret yourself. No. He immediately gave them tawjih. He told them what to do. He gave them commands. He gave them instruction. He said, قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبًا فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ. He said, go ahead and for 7 consecutive years, you're going to have a great season. But, he's giving order, فَذَرُوهُ. But, take as much as you need to eat only from the crop, the harvest, and leave everything inside the sumbula. Not collect the harvest and put it in warehouses or... No. SubhanAllah, this is something they never heard of before because they used to take the harvest, use it next year, take the harvest and use it. This is what they used to do for all their life. Now he's telling them, no. This, for example, sumbula is having 100 corns in it, 100 pieces in it. Take 80, take 70, and leave 30, for example. Only what you need to eat to survive. Control your budget for these 7 years. Why? Because you're going to need it. So he gave them instructions how to handle this dream. So you're going to have 7 great years. And this is the interpretation of the fat cows. Because logically, it is the fat cows who will eat the thin cows if there is something that's happening. Now the dream is saying the thin cows will eat the 7 cows. Okay? So here he told them that these 7 years are going to be very prosperous, but use some of that for your business, whatever you do with it, and for food, and leave the rest in there. Take only for ya'kulun, to keep you going, to survive. Okay? ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد يأكلن ما قدمتم لهن إلا قليلا مما تحصنون. Then after that shall come 7 hard, tough, rough years. They shall devour and eat all what you have prepared for them, all except for a little that you have guarded. Then after that, there will come 7 years. And in these 7 years, you're going to use everything that you have saved in the first 7 years. The first year of the next 7 years, you eat from the first year that you saved. You don't eat from the seventh. Because if you eat from the seventh, the first year will expire. Will be no good anymore. SubhanAllah, he gave them the whole formula. So the first year after the 7 good years, you start eating from what you saved in the first year. And the second year, and so on. Now we're talking about 14 years. 14 years. SubhanAllah. So this is what they call now long-term investment, long-term planning. Right? SubhanAllah. So he's telling them, now all we think about is next week, next month, next year. No, this is from the days of Yusuf alayhi salam. He has long-term planning. So after that, you're going to get 7 years. And in these 7 years, you're going to use all the stuff that you have saved in the past 7 years. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. Then after that, there will come a year in which there shall be abundant rain, a lot of rain. And in that year, you shall be able to press your grapes in order to make wine. Where is that mentioned in the dream? Is that mentioned in the dream? Sab'a baqarat, fat, and seven thin, and then corn. Where does it say that there's going to come a year where all the rain will be abundant? Did it mention anywhere? SubhanAllah. This is why you have to give al-khabbaz khabzatu. You have to give everybody their, whoever has a profession, give him their business. They know. Yusuf alayhi salam, he knew that obviously the drought is limited for 7 years. Otherwise, it would have said 8 years, 9 years. What is other than rain going to come after a drought? After a drought, what else is going to come? Otherwise, you would have said 10 years, 15 years. Okay? So after the drought, the only thing that could come is rain. SubhanAllah. So he interpreted that after that, there will be 1 year of abundant rain. And look at this here. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ. Did you notice something here? We've been using sineen for a long time. How come we're using am now? We've been using the word sab'a sineen. Because sana and am both means year. But in the Quran, there's a difference. If you look at sana in the Quran, most of the time, it's something bad. But am is always good. One of the dalil is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh alayhi salam, فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامَةٍ. Subhanallah. So Allah said in the Quran that Nuh alayhi salam spent 1,000 years, he used the word sana, because it was so tough, you know, how much he went through. It was a lot of da'wah and rejection, but except 50 years, the 50 years he was resting, there was no da'wah in them. Subhanallah, 950 years of suffering, he used the word sana, but when it came to resting, he used am. So here, because everything will be good, he used the word am instead of sana, even though he was been using sana all the time. Similarly, he said, ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٍ فِيهِ يُغَاثِ. Another term in the Quran, غَيْث and matar. غَيْث and matar both means rain. Matar comes bad and good. غَيْث always good. So he used the word يُغَاثِ with the good year where the rain is abundant. And he used the word at the end, وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. He did not say يزرعون, plant, because like the man said, إني أراني أعصر خمرة. He got to the final product. So now, the Quran, as usual, omits details that are not needed. Immediately, the conversation starts, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. That means, the guy went back to the king and told him the interpretation of the dream, and the king said, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. Bring me Yusuf alayhi salam. Let me speak to him. When the messenger came from the king, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ الرَّسُولُ. A messenger. We do not know if it's the same guy or not. It looks like it's a different guy. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ الرَّسُولُ. A messenger came from the king to Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf told him, go back, ارجع إلى ربك. Go back to your master and ask him to find out what is the story of the women who cut their hands. Verily, my Lord is well aware of the plot they have hatched. Now, did you notice something here? When the first man, he's the one who served the wine, when he came to Yusuf alayhi salam, and he mentioned immediately, Yusuf ayyuha as-siddiq aftina. Is there something here that should come to mind? Something very obvious. Excellent. Who said that? Yusuf did not tell him, now, when you remembered, I've been waiting for 9 years because you forgot to tell the king about me. Now because you wanted something, you come and ask me a question? You left me here hanging for 9 years. Did he say that? Allahu Akbar. Imagine somebody you ask somebody for a favor and he left you in jail for 9 years because he forgot. And then when he wanted something from you, he came ask you. And when he came, you never reminded him. Wow. What kind of akhlaq is this? I mean, if I tell you something after and you forgot 1 week, habibi, what about you forgot about me? One day at home, not in jail. 9 years in jail. And he did not say anything. Because there was a maslaha, subhanAllah, this is the akhlaq of the prophets. They do not bring it back, which is something that we should learn. You have an issue with someone, don't bring it back, khalas. Forgive and pardon, al-afu. Afu means you do not remind them of what you have done to them. Khalas, it's pardon, it's gone. That's why in Ramadan, innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afu. Everything will be gone. You'll not even see it in your book in the Day of Judgment. So he did not even mention it to Yusuf, to the man, Yusuf alayhi salam. He did not say anything. But when the next messenger came, and imagine after 9 years in jail, the messenger is telling you, yalla, come, the king wants you. You're not going from there to a motel. No, you're going to the king. He said, no. Go back and tell the king to ask, subhanAllah, about the women who cut their hands. But his main issue was not with the women who cut their hands. His main problem is with the wife of the Aziz. So why is he bringing the woman that cut their hands? Subhanallah, this is from the haya of Yusuf alayhi salam, from the modesty of Yusuf. And plus he wants to give the king something physical to see, the marks in their hands. The wife of Yusuf, the wife of the Aziz could say, no, nothing happened, all this is lies. But when he asked for these women to come, he can see something physical. Go ask about the women who cut their hands. And by the way, from the plot of the story, this is something exciting. A woman cut their hands, it makes you want to inquire, curious, who are the people who cut their hands, right? He wants to know. So the man came to Yusuf alayhi salam. He said, the king wants you. He said, go back and let the king inquire, why did the woman cut their hands? Now, Yusuf alayhi salam, the king, also the Quran does not tell us the details. It shows us that the king have already asked for the woman to come, including the wife of the Aziz. And قال ما خطبكن إذ راوتن يوسف عن نفسه. What's wrong with you? Why did you seduce Yusuf عليه السلام? قلنا, they said, حاشا لله ما علمنا عليه من سوء. حاشا لله, يعني God forbid. This is about them. يعني حاشا لله, God forbid, we will never seduce anyone. It's not us, we did not do something like this. And then the second one is for Yusuf. ما علمنا عليه من سوء. Yusuf alayhi salam would not do something like this. So they defended themselves and they defended Yusuf alayhi salam. قالت امرأة العزيز. Now the wife of the Aziz saw that everybody have confessed and she's the only one, she cannot deny anymore. She said, قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق. Now the truth is clear. أنا راودته عن نفسه. I am the one who seduced him. I am the one who started this whole thing. وإنه, she did not look at this, subhanAllah. If you want to go into too much details, you will see so many jewels and gems. She said, أنا راودته عن نفسه. But when it came to Yusuf, she said, وإنه, in the ta'kid, wa innahu lamina as-sadiqin. She did not confirm about herself, but she confirmed about Yusuf alayhi salam. Dhalika liya'lam anni lam akhunhu bil ghaib wa anna Allah la yahdi kayd al-kha'inin. This, there was no doubt that he was of the truthful people and the righteous people. I was the one who was guilty. I say this so that it may be known that I did not betray him in his absence. Who is him here? Some ulama said she means her husband. I don't want, even though they said that by this time her husband died. By this time, after all these years, her husband died. But he lived not knowing the truth, subhanAllah. But she said here, some ulama said she meant here her husband. I don't want my husband think that something happened. It was just flirtation. Nothing actually happened. And some people said, no, she meant, even though Yusuf alayhi salam is not with us right now, O king, even though Yusuf is still in jail, even though he's not here, I want him to know that I will never say something wrong against him, even though he's in the ghaib, he's not with us. So some ulama said, it is Yusuf that she's talking about. I don't want Yusuf to think that I betrayed him. This is how much she was in love with Yusuf alayhi salam. Now, and she finished the topic by saying, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I'm not saying that I am innocent. I actually did something wrong. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. In general, the nafs orders people to do something evil. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Inna Rabbi Ghafurun Rahim. Now she added, I'm not saying I'm innocent. What she's saying is that she never actually committed the sin of fornication and the sin of adultery. But she's saying that I was wrong. I'm not innocent, I was wrong, but I did not commit the adultery, that major sin. And from her tone, from the statement that she said, looks like she is repenting. Now, as we know, ya akhwan, Allah mentioned in the Quran three kinds of nafs: al nafs al lawama, al nafs al ammara bil su, wa al nafs al mutmainna. I ask Allah to make us all from ashab al nafs al mutmainna, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. This is the nafs al ammara bil su, the nafs that orders evil, is nafs that the person cannot resist all the temptations. His nafs tell him, look, he looks. Smoke, he smokes. Steal, he steals. Go there, he goes there. Eat this, there's no resistance whatsoever. Nafs al-lawama, which is the majority of us, is the nafs that constantly blame itself. Why did I do that? I shouldn't have done that. I should have done this is better. You know, always the nafs that constantly blame itself. And then we have the nafs al-mutma'inna, which is the highest nafs, the tranquil, the peaceful nafs. That is the nafs that we all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah ta'ala, as usual, I remind you and I remind myself about Salat al-Fajr tomorrow morning. It is the most beloved Salat in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Salat al-Fard of Fajr of Jumu'ah in Jama'ah is the most beloved Salat to Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's at 6:40. Please, brothers, please. You are under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. It will be a nur, light for you on the day of judgment. The reward of praying Fajr and Jama'ah is countless, subhanAllah. So please do your best to come, and don't forget to make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.